My father was an orthodontist. And unlike rheumatologists, orthodontist patients go to camp in the summer. So my father would work one day a week doing orthodontia, and 6 days a week he was available to help me out. And so we called him the yard boy, and the yard boy was in charge of fixing all the broken stuff because all our customers overestimated their abilities. They would rip sails, they would break masts, they would break booms. And so we had a fair amount of breakage. So we all became very skilled in sewing sails. I'm a very good seamstress. And working with fiberglass and working with metal and doing carpentry and everything you need to know to keep things afloat. Yeah, so for the first several years that was tough. But once I became a resident, so we're talking about probably about 1982, and I saw in light at the end of the tunnel and that I would have some free time, I bought my first boat that I owned myself. It's something called a J24 because it's 24 feet. And J stands for the kind of class it is, basically named after the family that designed this called Johnstone. And I was an avid racer. I sailed through college, and I was a racer on the Cornell sailing team. And then I started racing my J24, which I kept down in New Jersey, and just a very competitive sport, which I think got me in tune for a life in research and a life in medicine. Growing up, I had a freshwater fish tank, a little one. But when I went off to medical school at Cornell, I needed an indoor hobby. So I figured, I'll try saltwater fish. So I bought a 55-gallon saltwater tank, and the technology was far more primitive back then, but I had a successful tank. We lived on the Rockefeller University campus, and we had a nice apartment with a 55-gallon saltwater fish tank in it. So I became known as the saltwater fish person on the Upper East Side.